재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Every Sunday, we start the show with hot new releases. Joining us today is Shara Cho. Shara has participated in various freelance translation projects. Morning, Shara.
Morning, Jamie.
So let us begin with this week's New York Times bestseller list, starting with number five.
Right. On number five of New York Times bestseller list, we have The Shack. And it's a Christian novel published by William P. Young mm-hmm. in 2007. And it was self-published, but became a bestseller, having sold 1 million copies as of June 2008.
So it sounds like a re-emergence of an unlikely hit. Can mm-hmm. you tell us about the story?
Well, the novel is set in the American Northwest, and the protagonist is Mackenzie Ellen Philippus, a father of five. Mm-hmm. He takes three of his children on a camping trip to the Walla Walla Lake, and two of them are playing in a canoe when it flips and almost drowns his son. Now, to save his son, he leaves his youngest daughter, Missy, alone in their campsite and return to find her missing. So the story unravels as the police find out that she has been abducted and possibly murdered by a serial killer known as the Little Lady Killer.
Oh, that sounds somewhat like Sophie's Choice, except mm-hmm. you don't find out that you made a choice until after. That is a very heavy beginning to a story.
Right, it's very heavy. I wish it on anyone.
Oh, no, no.
And the book is a novel of self-realization, especially in terms of religion. So God the Father takes the form of an African-American woman, mm-hmm. and Jesus Christ is a Middle Eastern carpenter, and the Holy Spirit physically manifests as an Asian woman named Sarah Yu. uh-huh. So the title of the book itself is a metaphor. The shack is a metaphor for the places you get stuck, hurt, or damaged, the thing where shame or hurt is centered.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about the writer, William P. Young?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So Young is a former office manager and hotel night clerk. He originally wrote The Shack as a Christmas gift for his six children mm-hmm. with no apparent intention of publishing it at first. But he was urged to publish it after his friends encouraged him. And the book went largely noticed for over a year after its publication, but suddenly became a very popular seller after a word of mouth promotion in churches and Christian themed mm-hmm. radio websites and blogs.
Mm. And number four this week is a title we are discussing on Talk It Up today.
That's right. And it's A Man Called Ove by Fredrik Backman. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2012 Swedish novel by Fredrik Backman. It was published in 2013 in English, and is about a grumpy old man who undergoes a change with the help of his new neighbors. So it draws on his transformation from the bitter neighbor from hell to a happier persona.
Mm-hmm. So here's a little teaser for our listeners. Stay tuned for Talk It Up coming up at 10:30 if you want to know more mm-hmm. about this book.
Right.
And number three on our list this week is A Canine Perspective on Life.
That's a fun way to put it. And number three, like you said, it's A Dog's Purpose by Bruce Cameron. So it's a 2010 novel written by Bruce Cameron, an American humorist. So the book illustrates a dog's journey through several lives of reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
The dog looks for his purpose mm-hmm. through each of his lives, which is set in different backgrounds with different owners.
Yeah, come to think of it, your average dog in real life doesn't really get to choose the owner, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So if you get the bad owner, hopefully better luck next time.
That's so sad. So that's one of the things that the book focuses on. Right?
So the book also magnifies the beauty of the relationship a fellow dog owner can have with his or her pet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Long Beach Post praised Cameron's ability to get inside a dog's psyche. And the success of the book soon led to a sequel called A Dog's Journey. The third book of the series, The Dogs of Christmas, was also released to the delight of fans as well.
Oh, that just sounds really, really adorable, The Dogs of Christmas. And mm-hmm. by the way, the cover images of the series is just absolutely, absolutely adorable. So if you're a dog lover, you should check out these books, if only to gush at the covers.
That's true.
And number two on our list this week is a Neil Gaiman title.
Right, and it's Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. Now, we see Neil Gaiman return with one of our favorite oldest stories, Norse Mythology. Like its name suggests, it's a fantasy novel that brings readers through the myths of the major Norse pantheon, Odin.
Mm-hmm.
We see gods such as Thor, Loki, fight through the genesis of legendary nine worlds, which are filled with dwarves, giants, and many more mythical creatures.
Mm-hmm.
In the plot, Thor's hammer is stolen, and he must disguise himself as a woman to steal it back. And thanks to his beard and insatiable appetite, this feat proves to be a challenging one.
So Thor, as a bearded lady who eats a lot and carries a large hammer, she sounds like my kind of dream gal.
Well, then this book is definitely up your alley. So Neil Gaiman manages to emerge these gods, even covering Ragnarok, the twilight of the gods, and rebirth of a new era.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with mystery, deception, and passion, Gaiman has succeeded in presenting a dazzling version of the great Northern tales.
Mm, can you tell us who Neil Gaiman is?
Mm-hmm. Well, number seven most followed author on Goodreads. Neil Gaiman is an English author of short fiction, novels, and comic books. Many of his books have been on the New York Times bestseller list for several weeks, and his works are still loved by avid fans to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And some of his most popular works and my personal recommendations include Stardust and Coraline.
Mm. And number one is a mystery novel.
Right. Number one is a mystery novel, like you said, and it's Echoes in Death by J.D. Robb. It's a chilling new mystery novel by New York Times bestselling author, and it's the 44th release of the In Death series.
Oh, wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it allows readers to return to the New York Police Lieutenant Eve Dallas.
Mm. Can you give us the basic premise? What happens to Lieutenant Eve Dallas?
Well, Eve, while driving with her billionaire husband, unexpectedly comes across a dazed, naked, and bloody young woman.
Mm.
Identified as Daphne, she becomes a critical clue to the murderer who killed Daphne's husband. But in her terror and shock, Daphne is only able to call him the devil. And with so less to start with, Eve needs to track down the killer to come face to face with the devil himself.
Mm. Tell us about J.D. Robb. Sounds like a pseudonym.
Right. J.D. Robb is actually a pseudonym for Nora Roberts,
oh,
one of the most loved romance authors of all times.
Uh-huh.
She's responsible for the In Death series, which started out as a trilogy, but with fans asking for more, the series expanded to its 44th book.
Wait, so J.D. Robb wrote all 44 of
exactly.
The wow, that
amazing.
Is some amazing
That's
amount
right.
of writing.
And she writes as Nora Roberts as well.
Uh-huh.
And she has published works such as The Heart's Victory, Untamed, Brazen Virtue, and many more.
So what can you tell us about this week's book trend?
Well, I guess we see books with Hollywood counterparts increasing in popularity.
Mm-hmm.
The Shack has received attention since its movie adaptation is to be released. And the same goes for A Dog's Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
A Man Called Ove has also been adapted into a screen production, which actually won the European Film Award for Best Comedy.
Mm, oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie, by the way.
Have you watched it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
great.
Well, let's take a quick break here. St. Vincent Party. Honey, the party went away quickly, but oh, that's the trouble with ticking and talking. I licked the ice cube from your empty glass, so we stayed much too late. Now on to the domestic and international book news. What's our first item?
Well, we have a really fascinating item. A North Korean author received praise from foreign readers.
Mm-hmm.
The foreign publishing industry has shed light on a fellow North Korean writer whose pseudonym is Pandi, which in English translates into firefly.
Mm-hmm.
Born in 1950 and still living in the country, his short fiction collection was smuggled out by a relative and published in Seoul in the year 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the book revolves around seven stories set in the 1990s. activities around the death of Kim Il-sung, and the book is to be published in English and several other languages this year under the title The Accusation, 고발 in Korean.
Oh, so the smuggling of this book apparently took some incredible coordinating among the writer, the defectors, mm-hmm. and brokers. So can you tell us what else the book touches upon, in particular around the death of Kim Il-sung?
Well, the book is an eye-opening work of fiction that paints a portrait of life under the reign of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-un's dictatorship.
Mm.
So the characters all originate from different backgrounds, from a mother living among an elite in Pyongyang to a former communist war hero who is disillusioned.
Mm-hmm.
Written with deep emotion and words, The Accusation is said to be a hopeful testament to humanity that manages to persist even in such horrific conditions.
Mm. And the book is, and this is good news for our English listeners, the book will be available in English early March.
Right. So the book, translated into English by Deborah Smith, won the Pen Translator Award.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Smith, like you know, is also famous for translating Han Gang's The Vegetarian, which actually won the Man Booker Award.
Mm-hmm. And our second news on the dock today is Seattle forms a book alliance with Kumi.
Exactly. It's some fascinating news because Seattle, the book city of America, has signed an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding with South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
On the 16th, the Seattle National Museum and Korean Kumi Library celebrated this collaboration.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about the city of Kumi? I wonder why Seattle formed an alliance with Kumi in particular.
Right. Well, Kumi is a region in South Korea that has promoted literature ever since 2006, when they first started the Han Chek Hana Kumi Undong, a campaign to encourage citizens to read one book each year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the campaign itself had been originally inspired by the Seattle National Library. The Kumi representative, Nam Yu-jin, stated that Seattle and Kumi is similar in terms of love for literature and its potential for IT development.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that he hopes both cities will develop into places filled with book lovers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it for this week's Hot New Releases. Thank you so much, Shara.
Thank you, Jamie.
Coming up next is Talk It Up, A Man Called Ove by Friedrich Bachmann. But first, here is Stars, No One Is Lost. Stars, no one is lost.